Hey, this is Taylor Marshall, and you can tell that my voice is a wreck. Our kids have had a sore throat after Christmas, and I seem to be coming down with it, and my voice sounds really strange on the radio. So instead of doing a full show and leaving you to listen to my odd voice, I'm going to put up an interview that Jennifer Fulweiler did with me about a month or two ago on her radio show on Sirius XM. And she's a great blogger, a great author. Her book, Something Other Than God, is awesome, and her blog at conversiondiary.com is incredible. And we talked on Sirius XM about the coming revolution in education, the coming revolution in Catholic education. So if education is something important to you, as it is to me, I think you'll really enjoy this interview on Sirius XM between Jennifer Fulweiler and myself. Thanks for listening. God bless. Oh, and one more thing. Please pray to St. Blaise that my voice gets better. All right, here it is, episode 59. Bye.
Welcome to the podcast of the Jennifer Fulweiler Show, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of the Jennifer Fulweiler Show, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
I am thrilled to introduce you to my guest today. He is a brilliant scholar. He is an author. He is a speaker. He actually used to be an Episcopal priest and is now a convert to Catholicism. His PhD dissertation was on the topic of Thomas Aquinas on natural law and the twofold beatitude of humanity. I read a book on Thomas Aquinas once, so I'm obviously going to be able to really dialogue with him about that. Anyway, you can find out more about him at taylormarshall.com. That's T-A-Y-L-O-R. And then Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Taylor Marshall, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jennifer. It's great to be here. How exciting.
I am so... Yes, I'm so thrilled that you're here. And I am so thrilled to talk to people about this new initiative you've done, the new St. Thomas Institute. What I was saying earlier, I'm very interested in the future of education. I am excited to see all the changes that are occurring in the Western education landscape. And I am particularly excited that we have a faithful Catholic who is on the cutting edge of this great upheaval that is going on, in which our society is rethinking what does it mean to get a higher education. So, Taylor, tell us, what is the new St. Thomas Institute?
Well, for a number of years, I was getting lots of email inquiries from the blog and podcast. People ask me, I want to study theology. Where do I go? You know, and there's the obvious, you know, choices like Steubenville and Ave Maria and Christendom, Thomas Aquinas, et cetera. But a lot of these people were, you know, beyond the college age. You know, maybe they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, 60s, 70s. They don't really want to move to a different state. They don't maybe have a lot of extra income to pursue a theological education, which can be extremely expensive. And so, you know, over time, I just brainstormed this idea. What if we did an online institute where you could take short, easy, fun, convenient theology lessons on your own time, like not scheduled. Everything's pre-recorded. You do it on your own time as you go. And so we launched it last year. Actually, it was October 7th last year, so it's been a year now. And we have well over 1,000 student members. We're on all six continents.
Wow.
And we have Catholics from all over the world studying theology. And it's very affordable. You know, like to take a class at college, you know, it'd be like $2,000. And we start at $25 a month. So our tuition is super low. And we teach Catholic theology through the lens primarily of St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Catholic theologian and philosopher. So that's our emphasis. And it's going great. I'm really happy about it. And we just opened up our fall enrollment period. We only open it up two or three times a year. So if people want to join, we have some limited spots. And they just need to go over to newstthomas.com. That's newstthomas.com. Saint is spelled out, and they can enroll today, and we'll close enrollment next week. So it's kind of just a little time to get in if you want to do it.
That is so exciting, Taylor. Taylor Marshall joining us here on the Jennifer Fulweiler Show. And Taylor, I have checked out these courses that you offer by video. And one of the things I love is that you are clearly very intelligent. But I always think that the mark of the greatest intelligence is someone who can explain complicated truths and make them simple. You know, because sometimes I'll read stuff by these theologians and like, it's like you reread the same sentence five times or listen to the same sentence five times. And I'm like, what is like, I need an English translator. Like, what is he saying? So what, Taylor, I actually have a clip. I want to take a listen to a short clip from one of your videos so that we can hear this insight of, you're explaining something about, one of the attributes of God and just how simple you make what is actually a very difficult concept. So let's take a listen.
Thomas Aquinas says that God is omnipresent, which means God is everywhere. So he asks the question, is God limited by a location, right? Is God only in Jerusalem? Is God only in heaven? And the answer, of course, is no. He is present everywhere. Now, you may say, well, what about like when Christ was walking the earth? He was God. Wasn't he limited? He was limited there by his human nature, but his deity, right, his divine nature, divine essence, was in fact omnipresent, right, because he is God.
I love that, Taylor. Like you, this is actually a really huge concept that you're talking about. But it's so simple that, while I was listening to this the other day, sipping my coffee, the kids running around and having to interrupt every, 5 minutes to say like, yes, you can have the goldfish crackers for dinner. That's fine. And even under those circumstances, I could understand this. So that's newstthomas.com is the website, and saint is spelled out. So Taylor, tell me, what are the subjects that people are most hungry for? When your students are coming to you and saying, I want to be able to address this, I want to know more about this, what are you hearing from them is the big thing that's on people's minds?
So there's three big topics. The first one is there's just a lot of people who want to study Thomas Aquinas' theology and philosophy, whether it's the demonstrations for the existence of God, if it's transubstantiation, what's the difference between substance and accidents, what does Aristotle say about that? So kind of just that general Thomistic Thomas Aquinas. They want to go deeper in their Catholic faith, and they know that's the way to go. But the other two are Mariology, so we do a lot of studies on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Catholics are very interested in that. Of course, they're always being challenged every day on these questions about Our Lady. So those are also very popular, those courses. And then also atheism. And I don't know if your listeners know, but you're a fellow of the New St. Thomas Institute. We're going to get you in an interview one of these days to
that's
talk
right.
about atheism, because that's your background as well. But, we've done some interviews with Brandon Vaught, who's done a lot in that area as well. And just how do we answer this challenge from the new atheists that have just risen to such popularity in the last 5 years? It's incredible. Everyone has someone in their family or in the office or a friend who is an atheist or agnostic, and we Catholics are constantly being challenged by these objections. And so we're finding that more and more people in the New St. Thomas Institute have questions on how can I, as a Catholic, give a reasonable, respectful and respectable answer to my family and friends who are not believers, and hopefully win them back to the faith, or at least a decent defense.
Taylor Marshall joining us here on the Jennifer Fulweiler Show. So, yeah, Taylor, the people that I know who subscribe to your new, who are students of your new St. Thomas Institute, very often what triggered them to seek you out and to become students is that they had a loved one who was challenging them. And like me, they might have realized, my own formation here was weak. I don't know the answers, and I'd like to know more. I mean, the Catholic Church has lots of amazing stuff in it. Where do I begin? So I'm so excited that you've created these courses that anyone for just a few bucks a month can get the education that they might not have had in their background. Now, one of the things, I think a couple things are interesting. One is that there are no exams, no notes. I think that's great because honestly, my life is crazy. Like I can't be taking tests right now. So I think that was a really smart move. The other thing that I think is interesting is when you talk about the new St. Thomas Institute, you really promote the fact that there are forums, there's a community. Now, Taylor, that's a big interest of mine. this idea of community, that we're hungry for community, that many of us who are trying to live our Catholic faith can often feel alone, sadly, sometimes even at the parish level. You know, you look around and maybe don't feel like everyone's quite on the same page. How has the reaction been to having the community of the new St. Thomas Institute?
You know, it's interesting. This is something that I didn't foresee and didn't plan, but as it's grown and we have people all over the world, we have a community and we have these small groups that are coming up. We can create small groups of people, let's say homeschoolers or Dominicans, priests. We have a lot of permanent deacons. So we have these small groups in which people can participate and they kind of get to know each other. And of course, you know, it's not like, you know, being in the same room with each other, but there's common interests. They have questions and we get into these dialogues. And, you know, in some cases we even have member students helping other member students, recommending books, giving analogies. So it's kind of come alive in a general sense through the form of the community because people are starting to get to know each other. And in the next year, we're going to start trying to do more localized events. So we have a lot of people that are in Eastern Australia. So we want to try to somehow facilitate for them to get together. We have a lot of people in Chicago. We have a lot of people in Houston, lots of people in Dallas-Fort Worth. And figure out a way that we can get these people together once a year, once a quarter to, you know, continue this great conversation as we're learning theology and growing closer to our Lord.
You know, Taylor, I really encourage you to push for those local meetings because in the previous segment, I was talking about being out on this book tour and talking with just, you know, people on the street, talking about what it's like being a Catholic in the world today. And I just saw this great hunger for in-person connection, that the online connections are good and they're a very solid place to start. But they were saying, you know, ultimately, I go home to my neighborhood. I'm the only Catholic, you know, five miles. So I think that is so important to get those, you know, flesh to flesh, those incarnational connections. So let me ask you, Taylor, you have seven children, is that right?
So
you're obviously, you know, getting a great education is really important to you. And something that that I often hear, that I'm sure you hear, I have six kids, you have seven. I think a question that you probably hear a lot is, how are you going to pay for all those kids to go to college? What, you know, as we're on this new wave of rethinking education, what are you thinking for your kids? I mean, first of all, is it important to you that every single one of them gets a college degree? And do you think they will all go to traditional brick and mortar universities? Or do you see them doing things more like something along the lines of your new St. Thomas Institute as an alternative to college? What are your thoughts, Taylor Marshall, on your children's college educations?
Well, this may shock the listeners. I think we are on the cusp of a giant educational revolution. I think that we're, and I'm not the first one to come up with this, but I think we're in a situation that's similar to just maybe 10 or 20 years before the Protestant Reformation happened, because it's an analogy, and we may not like it as Catholics, but I think it does hold. You know, the Catholic Church as an institution had a complete monopoly over Europe. And what happened is there's reformers or people started to come up and say, hey, you don't need to, you know, go to the Catholic Church. You don't need to pay for that indulgence, that piece of paper that's going to somehow give you an assurance. And of course, that was all a caricature of indulgences. And we understand that there were abuses and all that, but just to hold the analogy. And so what happened is you have these little pockets coming up of people who are offering alternatives. And what generally happened, unfortunately, and to the demise of Christendom, was this breaking apart. And we don't celebrate that as Catholics. It's very sad. But I think if we look at the university model, we're starting to see fissures forming. We're starting to see that people don't want to go into debt $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for a piece of paper, which is going to promise them some sort of economic salvation. And people are doing that, and they're getting out of college and not getting jobs. They're spending 4 years and lots of money, and sometimes even more for master's degrees. And they come out, and it's not necessarily preparing them for the life that they expected. And so I think what we're going to see are reformers or people on the fringes who are saying, hey, I am the best Civil War historian in the world. I can offer you some classes. through the internet. I think the internet's going to be what happens. It's not going to be have the same personal element of sitting in the classes, but you and I both know, you know, when you go to History 101 at these big state colleges, I went to Texas A&M, there's like 300, 400 people in the auditorium.
That's right.
You know,
so I was in a 550-person class at one point.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you're paying a lot of money for that class. You know, why not pay one-tenth of that, take it online, sit in your comfortable couch and drink your coffee and get the same information for a lot cheaper and a lot more easy? I think we're going to see this all over the place. I don't think universities are going to go away, but I do think people are going to start looking for alternatives, and alternatives will be offered in the next 10 to 20 years, which kind of is our kids' range. That being said, I think there is something great about the traditional university model, and I would like to see all my kids to go through that process. And how would I pay for it? Well, I'm a professor, so I probably could get it free somewhere as long as I talk there. That's my strategy.
All right. All right. Well, Dr. Taylor Marshall joining us here on the Jennifer Fulweiler Show. Well, Taylor, I that is fascinating, that analogy to the Protestant Reformation. That's, as you know, my husband teaches sometimes at a business school. They're also starting to ask questions about what is a business school for? You know, are these student loans that everyone's racking up worth it? And I think that you have really nailed the fact that it's like feeling the earthquake. I mean, upheaval yep. is coming. Something big is about to happen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And just briefly, could you summarize, again, where can people find the new St. Thomas Institute? And I know you have some kind of special going on. If you could just let folks know what's going on with that.
Sure. We have a special right now. I think it's about 40% off tuition, which is already low as it is. And it runs until next week, but there are limited spots. So if people would like to join the New St. Thomas Institute, they can go to newstthomas.com. Saint is spelled out. newstthomas.com and sign up. And then there's a 21-day guarantee. So if they don't like it, they can always get their money back. But I think they really will like it. So newstthomas.com. Sign up this week.
Dr. Taylor Marshall, thank you so much. This has just been a fascinating conversation, and we're going to need to have you back again to continue
Absolutely.
Speculating on what's going to happen with education. Thank you so much.
This has been the podcast of the Jennifer Fulweiler Show, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.